السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. Once again with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala we have gathered here to make his zikr, to send salat and salam on Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make the niyat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with complete reformation and change in our lives. Ramadan is coming very close. In fact, in the atmosphere you can already sense the anwarat and the barakat of Ramadan. They have what they term as Raat Ki Rani flower. At night when the breeze is blowing, then that fragrance goes far and wide. The fragrance smell of that Raat Ki Rani flower, it goes far and wide. From a distance the person inhales and he says that this is a certain fragrance. In the same way, many other things have fragrance, and when a breeze is blowing, then it carries that fragrance to distant places. So if the things of this world have got a fragrance, then the month of Ramadan we think it has got no fragrance. When the Jannat is decorated for the month of Ramadan, so how can it not have fragrance? Especially decorated for the month of Ramadan. So those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with a heart that is receptive, then from now they can, in fact from the beginning of Rajab, the asar and the signs were there. But now as we are getting closer and closer, the fragrant smell of the month of Ramadan is becoming more and more intense. It's coming closer. So it is time now that we make sincere tawbah from all our sins, and then we develop or make that preparation for the month of Ramadan. It must not be that when the first Taraweeh commences, then we plan to get into the mood of Ramadan. And by the time we are still planning, they are searching for the moon of Eid. That's what happens. Because when the month of Ramadan begins, then now we are planning that I want to change, I want to do this, I want to complete that, I want to finish that work and then sit in the masjid. In the meantime, Ramadan is gone. So this is the time for sincere tawbah from all our sins and all our evil deeds and actions. So this is a majlis of zikr and a majlis of tawbah. So we continue with the subject that we have been discussing in the majlises of zikr over the past few weeks, and that is the change of our hearts, change of the condition of our hearts. Some of our hearts, or some people, their hearts are not so badly damaged. A little bit of medication will solve the problem. Some will require a single bypass, some a double bypass, some triple, and some even quadruple. And for some, all the bypasses also will not be enough to pass them. So they will require a complete heart transplant. So our hearts have reached that stage. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has the qudrat, He has the power, and all He wants is a few tears of shame, nadamat, and a firm azm or intention that we are going to change, or we want to change, that we want to give up those sins. And without any pain, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will transplant another heart, spiritual heart. That heart will remain there. There will be no need to go into a hospital where they will be cutting, slicing, nothing. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Oh Allah, change this heart which is full of negligence, full of indifference, full, it is unconcerned that there is such a thing as akhirat, there is such a thing as day of judgment. I am living in this world like animals live, eat, drink, sleep, enjoy the ni'mats. So Allah, change the condition of this heart. It is filled with hawa and hirs, with evil passions and desires and greed. Oh Allah, change this heart. Make fazal upon me. Out of your grace, out of your mercy, out of your kindness, change this heart of mine. Oh my Allah, change this heart of mine. How long am I going to walk about with a heart which is nothing but a garbage bag? If a heart is filled with pride, filled with arrogance, filled with envy and jealousy and malice, filled with evil passions and desires, and the person is fulfilling also those passions and desires, then that is not a heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Put those fans on at the back there too. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, how long am I going to live a life of sin on this earth? Am I going to spend the rest of my life in nothing but sinning, in nothing but evil deeds and actions, in nothing but engagement and indulgence in haram? Is that what I have been sent on this earth for? Oh Allah, change the direction of my life. Change this route which is taking me to nafs and shaitan. This road is leading me to the fire of Jahannam and hell. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, change this heart of mine so that this direction of mine also changes. At present I'm not even realizing that this is a road which I'm taking full of danger. There's nothing on this road but lurking danger at every corner and every nook. And not only in the akhirat, even in this world I don't seem to have found any peace and happiness in my sinful way of life. What kind of happiness has it brought in my life? Which home can say that there is plenty of happiness now in our lives? So Allah, change this direction. Badal de mera. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. When we say mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, then picture ourselves, imagine ourselves drowning in the ocean of sins and in the ocean of ignorance, in the ocean of indifference and negligence. That there is an ocean of negligence and my heart is right at the bottom of that ocean of negligence. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. O Allah, in every beat of my heart I hear your name. In every beat of my heart is Allah, Allah, Allah. 234668 White Corolla, please remove your car. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. O Allah, in every beat of my heart I hear your name. Nothing but your name. Everybody's heart has a beat. Everybody's heart is beating. But people are listening to different things when their hearts are beating. Different things they are listening to when their hearts are beating. The person who is in the disco is listening to something else. The person who is on the dance floor is listening to something else. The person who is in the cinema is listening to something else. The person who is in adultery and fornication is listening to something else. And the person who has got his heart with Allah, then every beat of his heart is nothing but Allah, 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 Allah. It doesn't mean that he will keep saying it. The heart, he feels that this heart of mine is beating with the rhythm of nothing but Allah, Allah, Allah. So he says, oh Allah, make my condition like that. How long is my heart going to keep on beating with the rhythms of music?
Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de.
And when our heart condition will change, then maza aa jayega. There will be an enjoyment of a kind that there is no word in the dictionary to express that enjoyment. Wallah, I'm taking qasam in this masjid of Allah, house of Allah Ta'ala, that there will be such an enjoyment that we'll forget all the music of the world and all the other beats and all the other drums when our heart starts beating with Allah, Allah, Allah. When we'll be lying down, it'll be Allah. When we'll be walking, we'll be hearing Allah. When we'll be conducting our business, we'll be hearing Allah. It's not that we'll hear it with our ears, although some of them Allah Ta'ala even makes them hear it with the, and listen to it with the ears. What it means is that this person will now be conscious that my Allah is with me in every place that I am going to. In every action of his. Some Ahlullah reached such stages that it became even difficult for them to go into the toilet. Some it became difficult for them to look at the skies. But of course that is for very people of very high stages. But for us at least, then there will be that restraining power that we will have from evil. That my Allah is watching. My brothers are not watching. My sisters are not watching. My ustad is not watching. My shaykh is not watching. my family and friends are not watching, but my Allah is watching. So how can I do something that is displeasing to Him, something that's haram and forbidden? So maza ajaye maula dil badal de, and not that the person will have a kind of regret also that hi, I'm missing out on this, hi, I'm missing out on the fun in the casino, in the cinema, in the theater, and look at people, what kinds of films they are watching, and I am excluded. He will enjoy this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and this majlis is for no other purpose but that. We are repeating the same thing from different angles, bringing it to just one point and one theme, and that is develop this love of Allah Ta'ala to such an extent that it becomes easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and easy for us to restrain ourselves from that which is displeasing to Him.
Karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de.
Oh Allah, all my own happiness and my joy and my pleasures, I sacrifice it for your pleasures. You give me in this body of mine nothing but your happiness, and give me your muhabbat, your love. Now when we are going to make qurban of our khushiya, our happiness, our pleasures, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then it does not mean that we will be deprived of pleasures. Then we will get true pleasures. Then we will get true enjoyment. In our food there will be enjoyment. In our homes there will be enjoyment. In our children there will be enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will then give us real enjoyment.
Barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, barbaad muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, wo mere dil na shaad ko shaad karenge, mere dil na shaad ko wo shaad karenge.
I've already made barbaad of my khushiya, my pleasures, for the pleasure of my Allah. Now He will not allow any further destruction to come onto this heart. Nay, in fact, now Allah Ta'ala will construct this heart with His noor. He's not going to give us, as Hazrat Maulana Aqimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh and Murshid, says, that if there is a disaster, and the government has declared that area a disaster area, then the government takes the responsibility of rebuilding those homes, constructing those business houses. They give cement, they give sand, they give money for material. Why? Because it's a disaster area. So when we are going to make this heart of ours a disaster zone, we've shattered it. The evil passions and desires that came, we shattered those desires. We didn't make amal on it. So there was a pain, and our heart became shattered. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will declare this heart a heart which has been shattered for the sake of His love, a heart which has been stricken with disaster for the sake of His love. So Allah Ta'ala will now not give us cement and sand, He will now give us His noor to reconstruct this heart. Ha, then what enjoyment that heart will have. When Allah Ta'ala will give His noor for the reconstruction of this disaster-stricken heart, then you think that heart will not have enjoyment and pleasure. And then again, so many things Allah Ta'ala has made halal and permissible. So there will be enjoyment in everything, excepting those few things that Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Jiyon mein teri khatir dil badal de, جیوں میں تیرے خاطر دل بدل دے، سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
Inshallah we'll continue from there if Allah Ta'ala gives him life, health and an opportunity.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں، بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saansno mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughal roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah 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 Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Right, brothers, we're about to make dua, excepting those people who just have to lean against the wall because of backache. The others, we are making dua. So dua should be made in the manner that is befitting a beggar. Because we are begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So to sit with our legs outstretched and hands somewhere else and no concentration, that is not befitting a sahil from Allah Ta'ala. So those who are leaning against the walls, if you can join the congregation, then do so. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ہاں میرے مولا ہمارا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہمارا ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ far too long we have walked on your earth as munafiqs and hypocrites او مائی بلوڈ اللہ we want a change of heart We want a change of our condition. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Oh, my Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are extremely sinful, oh, my Allah. We are extremely weak. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are not bragging about any of our ibadat. For we know that we do not have anything to our credit. Oh, my Allah, whatever has been done with your tawfiq. And oh my beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to our salat. We haven't done justice to our zikr, our tilawat, our charities. Ey Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we committed in our lives up till now. And oh Allah, protection for future. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are beggars, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, we do not even know how to beg. Ey Allah, we cannot even do justice to begging of you. Ey mere pyare khuda, but you are so merciful, so merciful. Ey Allah, you put so much of mercy into the hearts of parents for children. Ey Allah, you put mercy into the hearts of husbands for wives, in the hearts of wives for husbands. Ey Allah, even in animals and creatures you put this mercy. Ey mere pyare khuda, how much merciful you are. Ey mere pyare khuda, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners when they turn towards you. Ey Allah, that is what we are doing and that is what we have gathered here for. Oh my Allah, this is a majlis of zikr and tawbah. Ey Allah, we have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik, as our Sattar Allah, as our Ghaffar Allah, as our most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah. Ey Allah, we have believed that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Ey Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you and we are begging. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare Allah, you are compassionate, you are kind, you are loving, you are caring. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, transport to move about. Ah, my Allah, where can there be another Allah besides you? If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed all of us by now. Allah, he would have destroyed each and every one of us. Allah, but you are so loving, so forgiving, that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much of ni'mats. Day and night, 24 hours of the day, oh my Allah, your bounties are being showered upon us. Allah, and we use each and every bounty that you bless us with for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq, give us the realization that we will never find peace and happiness in sins. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat kar de. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Open the floodgates of your rahmat. Ey Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with so much of your love, so much of your love, that, oh Allah, it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you. And extremely easy to give up everything displeasing to you. Oh Allah, put so much of love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to follow his Mubarak way of life and his Mubarak teachings, oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ah, mere Allah, which moment of our life we have not been sinning. But oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Change the direction of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the root of our hearts. Change the thoughts of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, distance us from the road that leads to hellfire. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and nafs. Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame, gutters of humiliation and disgrace and embarrassment. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us into the pit fire of hell. Ey mere Allah, and you want to take us out from the darkness and bring us into light. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are extremely weak. We succumb to the temptations of nafs and shaitan very easily. Ey Allah, we make tawbah and break tawbah. We make tawbah and we break tawbah. We are not even sincere in our tawbah, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. Ya Allah, you have the power of jazb, oh my beloved Allah. With your power of jazb, make each and every one of us your walis. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to make the entire ummah your walis. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko tere wali bana de. Ey Allah, taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma de. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa. Bless us with a life of piety and righteousness. Allah, bless us with a life in which we restrain ourselves from all haram. Allah, bless us with a life in which we do all those things that are pleasing to you. Ay mere pyare khuda, quwwat e jazb se hum sabko apna wali bana de. Allah nafs o shaitan ke raah se hame dur kar de. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, oh my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, the enjoyment that there is in bonding with you, oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with it. Ay Allah, so many times we have seen that when two papers are stuck together firmly and strongly with the binding glue, then oh Allah, if you want to separate them, they do not separate. They will tear apart, but they will not separate. Ay Allah, bind our hearts in such a manner with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if nafs and shaitan try to separate us, our heart will tear apart, but it will not separate. Ay mere Allah, teri aisi muhabbat de de. Ay Allah, let the ocean of noor flow in our hearts. Let the ocean of noor flow in our hearts. Ay mere pyare khuda, once your love comes into our hearts, then it will become easy to make namaz 5 times a day. Ay Allah, at present a large part of the ummah finds it extremely difficult to even make 5-time namaz. Mere Allah, so much of your ni'mats and we cannot even make 5-time salat. And for the men folk with jamaat as far as possible. Ay mere pyare khuda, make it easy for us to make our namaz 5 times a day. Oh Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. Allah, already in the atmosphere we can inhale and smell the fragrance of the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, my Allah, it is coming with all his anwarat and barakat and rahmat. Ay Allah, but we have made no preparation. We are still indulging in the same vices and sins. Our television programs are still not ending. Ay Allah, our movies and our cinemas and our theaters and our casinos and our gambling and our drugs and our adultery and fornication. And oh my Allah, Ramadan is so close, but we still cannot seem to give up our sins. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to give up all the sins before the month of Ramadan. Ay mere pyare khuda, make it easy for us to give zakat if it is due, to fast in the month of Ramadan, and to go for hajj if it is farz. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the intentions which are firm and strong. Ya Allah, safeguard us from cheating, from deceiving, from causing any person harm or injury without justification. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ay mere pyare Allah, bless us with long life, with good health. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Ay mere pyare Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick, oh Allah, and we are physically ill. Our heart is filled with malice, with greed, with envy, with pride, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, we acknowledge that we have made our hearts into garbage bags. But oh my beloved Allah, who else is there to purify it besides you? Ay mere Allah, tere siwa kaun isko paak kar sakta hai? Allah, so much of sewage goes into the sea, but one wave of the ocean and everything becomes paak. Allah, the waters of the ocean remain paak. Allah, even if we are drowning in the ocean of sins, oh my Allah, it is not difficult for you to take us out. Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grain sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees, oh my Allah, if our sins are more than the drops of rain that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Mere Allah, hum sabko muzakka, musaffa, mujalla qulub ata farma, paakiza qulub ata farma. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd, fill our hearts with the noor of qanaat and satisfaction, fill our hearts, O Allah, with the noor of zikr and tilawat, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ay Allah, hame ek paakiza zindagi naseeb farma, Allah wali zindagi naseeb farma. Hum sab ko mere Allah apna bana le. Ay Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le. By Allah, make us all yours and become ours by Allah.
Make us all yours and become ours, by Allah. Make the ummah yours, O my beloved Allah. Allah, hame sehat de, hame afiyat de, hame salamati de. Allah, hame rahat de. Allah, hame izzat wali zindagi de. Bless us with a life of respect and honor in this world. Respect in the qabr, respect in the akhirat. O Allah, cause us to cross the pul sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. O my Allah, in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, very Allah, when will you show us the day? O my Allah, when we see our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and O Allah, we enter into Jannat in his company. Allah, we know we are not deserving of that. But O Allah, what are we deserving of? Oh my Allah, we are worthless, we are insignificant. Whatever you have given us out of your ihsan. You have given us out of your mercy and kindness. You haven't given to us because we are deserving of it. Amen. Allah, if you have to look at our sins, then you will order the earth to split open and swallow all of us. You will say, send the gale force winds to destroy us. Oh Allah, if you have to look at our sins, then you will cause earthquake to swallow us. O Allah, then you can cause all kinds of disaster in our lives. But O my beloved Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you dearly love forgiveness. O my Allah, you love to give even though the person is not deserving. Ya Allah, you are Kareem. Therefore we are seeking from you that enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Allah, this worldly life of us, of ours also, Ya Allah, make it a life of comfort and ease. Make it a life, O my Allah, of prosperity and happiness. Make it a life of contentment. Make it a life of joy. Make it a life of happiness. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all the azab of this world and the akhirah. Ay, mere pyare Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le. Agar tu hamara ban gaya to sab kuch hamara hai. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Oh my Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat. O Allah, our lives become miserable and tightened and narrowed. Ayyubere Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. Ya Allah, the entire ummah today is suffering all over the world. That ummah for whom my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood was shed. Allah, that ummah for whom he cried so much, so much, so much, O Allah, that his musalla used to get wet with his tears. His ihram used to get wet with his tears. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand whole night in prayer. His feet used to swell. Ha, very Allah, when he goes down in sajda, the intestines of animal is placed on his back. Allah, he was stored in Taif. He was stored in Uhud. Allah, so much of his blood and sweat has been shed for this ummah. Allah, so much of his tears have rolled for this ummah. Allah, that ummah today, when he is informed, is suffering all over in the world. How much of pain it must be causing him. We know, Allah, that it is because of our sins that we are suffering. We just do not have the courage and the himmat to give up sins. Ya Allah, in his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him pain and injury. Ya Allah, aaj hum ummati ho karke apne hi nabi ko, ke jinhone sari zindagi hamare liye qurban ki, unko hum takleef pohcha rahe hain. Allah, he who sacrificed everything for us, we are causing him injury and pain, O Allah, with our sins. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives everything that filthy which has entered. For Allah, it hasn't brought pleasure and happiness to anybody. It has brought, oh Allah, all kinds of disaster. Fights, quarrels, arguments, problems, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, hamare hal par raham farmale. Oh Allah, do not test us in this world. We know that sometimes you send down disasters in the form of tests, oh my Allah. We know that sometimes, oh my beloved Allah, you send down your test. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us with weakness. Do not test us with sickness. Do not test us, oh my beloved Allah, with any other kind of problem. Ay, mere Allah, hame to bas maaf kar de. Ay Allah, hamare saath afw karam ka mamla farma. Allah, afw karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, it is our weakness that we did not present to them Islam. Ay mere pyare khuda, they haven't seen Islam in our lives. They haven't seen Islam in our trade and business. They haven't seen Islam in any dealing of ours with them. Ay mere pyare khuda, give them hidayat. But oh Allah, if they know what is Islam, they have made up their mind that they are not going to be of any benefit to the Muslim Ummah. They are going to bring about destruction of the Muslim Ummah. Then, oh Allah, you to destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the plains to crash, oh my Allah. Ya Re Khuda, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, send down the angels and assist and help the Mujahideen. Allah, Palestine ke Mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, Hindustan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, sare alam ke andar, Allah, Mujahideen, Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, hamari kamzori ko quwwat de, hamare gunaho ko quwwat de. Allah, mere pyare Nabi ke aansuo ko dekh. Allah, don't look at our sins. We know if you are going to look at our sins, then we deserve nothing but destruction and azab and punishment. But oh Allah, if you look at the tears that flowed from the eyes of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then oh my Allah, we have great hope of forgiveness. Hey, mere Allah, hame maaf kar de. Allah, is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai. Tere paas aana hai. Tujhe muh dikhana hai. Tere saamne khada hona hai. Mere Allah, we have got no good deeds to our credit which we can present before you. Allah, therefore, before our departure from this world, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. Ay mere Allah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made duas for the ummah all his life. Ay Allah, all the duas of goodness for the ummah that he made, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, death is going to come. It is inevitable. And we don't know when it is going to come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in a cinema, in a theater, in a disco, in a nightclub, popping drugs into our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands. Oh my Allah, the ummah is dying today in so many haram places. Allah, there was a time when the ummah used to die. The ummah used to die reading the Quran Sharif. The ummah used to die making zikr of yours. The ummah used to die, oh Allah, in jihad. The ummah is to die, oh Allah, in some good deed or the other. Or at least, oh Allah, not in any kind of sin. Ameen. But oh my beloved Allah, today the ummatis are dying in different places. Ya Allah, when our time of death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action. Ameen. Take us to Madinah Tayyibah and bless us with shahadat in that Mubarak land and with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over the Jannatul Baqi, we too may be forgiven. Ya Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sab ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ke rone dhone ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, unki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Jo unme bimar hai, unko shifa-e tamma kamil ata farma. اے اللہ ان کے سائے کو ہمارے سروں پر تا دیر سلامت رکھ. اے اللہ ہمیں محروم مت فرما. اے اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے بالا مال فرما. حضور علیہ السلام کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين